Peace and grace to you, dear Heart Dweller family. This is Sister Elizabeth. I want to share with you a very important vision Father Ezekiel had a few days ago while suffering terrible pain. Ezekiel began, "The Lord is the originator of our discussions, and put the thought in my mind that anything and everything is possible with God. My heart, mind, and spirit jumped over to the people who will come after us when we are not here after the rapture, and those who are currently in the world who don't have the Lord and don't know the Lord. I had just finished passing out food to the souls in purgatory, and as I'm sharing my food with Daddy God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Blessed Mother, I saw there was another group of souls who I didn't recognize. I asked the Lord to multiply my food so I could share it with them, even if they are not on earth yet, because I wanted to get the whole body of God together. I kept sensing and hearing, great souls, great souls. I said, wow, really? Could we be praying now for the souls who are not yet born, but will be during the 7-year tribulation period? The ones who will come after us? It occurred to me that we can have an absolute effect on many, many souls by speaking into their lives now, prophesying the intentions of our heart, and sowing into the lives of others. The Lord said, "You ask a difficult question." I thought, oh boy, here goes the suffering again. It's really going to get bad now. He has already suffered so much for us. Then I saw these strong and great souls, and we were praying into these holy souls ahead of time. Virtues like perseverance, fortitude, and strong love. These virtues that we speak into them now, the Lord would honor it, and He backed all this up with Scripture. I got several confirmations on this. I was thinking, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I guess the Lord wants to see where our hearts are at, and we know that it's by His power, not ours. Wouldn't it be awesome, Lord, if each one of the heart dwellers around the world would seriously take it to heart and pray for one soul a day and speak into their lives character virtues such as faith, hope, and love? The Lord assured me that He is faithful and will honor our prayers if we speak graces and virtues into the lives of other souls each day, also co-equipping them with the Lord ahead of time for what is to come. And it sounds like His character and nature to have His people do this now. As we know, the battle is won in the preparation, not on the field in the midst of turmoil. Jesus is going to raise up profoundly humble people who are so little in their own eyes, and with great love elevate them to mighty men and women of God, corresponding with our prayers. Regardless of who they are, where they are from, or what they are doing, no matter how horrible and awful the things these souls may be involved with, if we take one soul a day, many of them you don't know, some you might, and we all adopt one of these souls and pray for them every single day. These souls could be family members, brothers, sisters, cousins, government officials, celebrities, and start speaking into their spirit, into their lives, and into their souls starting today. Then I saw the worst of the worst in the tribulation, and the Lord said, "I am putting this in front of you so you can wrap your mind around it, because these souls are very important to me. They are to be part of my mother's end-time army. They will be a part of this very important army, and it is time to start handing out the weapons against evil, like humility, kindness, charity, and love." It's beautiful. I saw Blessed Mother and her train just went on forever, as if she were descending down on earth. And she shone like beautiful diamonds, so much light in her train. train and on her mantle. Jesus continued, "The souls that you see under her mantle are the souls I just mentioned to you, and you have a direct part to play in that. The Lord loves us and wants us to be involved with everything that He is doing. He wants to work with us as we are co-redeemers in Christ. What an opportunity! We will directly affect the souls we pray for and speak over them and into them. Their spirit will receive it, and more importantly, the Lord will honor our prayers as if the Blessed Mother herself had asked. These souls will be so changed. Some will go to prison. Some will be in prison. Most of them will suffer greatly, and some will be martyred. But their whole personality and character will be altered for God's greater good because we prayed for them." He reminded me that what is bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and what is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven, and He will honor our prayers. The Lord will bind us. First of all, bind our flesh and the enemy, but bind us inseparably to Him and unite all of us as one body in Christ. When we are bound to the Lord, we bind ourselves to His virtues and that of His Mother. Who is better than to know the heart of Jesus and His will, but His Mother who works in unison with the Holy Spirit? These souls who look so small and so wretched, they were changed overnight. They were little, they were plain, they were poor, and then they instantly became powerful, and they were powerful in the greatest of virtues. We are taking the Lord's faith and giving it to these souls, and it is becoming their faith. You are taking Blessed Mother's hope and joy, and they receive it when we pray for them. I'm going for it, because this will make a life-altering difference in so many lives and save so many souls. Because once they get started, these great souls will be unstoppable. And such a comfort, inspiration, and encouragement to so many others. People will know there is something different about them, and they will want what these great souls have. The very last thing that I felt after suffering in unbearable pain was a profound sense of peace. And I knew that this was the Lord's confirmation that I was on the right track to share this vision with all of you. How will these souls know that they are destined to serve the Lord in Blessed Mother's end times army unless someone goes to them, speaks to them, and prays for them? The Lord can do it on His own, but He loves His bride, every one of us. And He wants us to be a part of this beautiful and amazing off-the-charts transformation that is going to take place in these souls. After praying and seeking the Lord, I encourage all of our dear Heart Dweller family to get a journal and write down the names of these souls the Lord wants you to speak virtues into and to pray for daily. Father Ezekiel's vision had the handprint of the Lord's and Our Lady all over it. So let's go for it, heart dwellers, and be a co-laborer with Christ as a minister of Blessed Mother's end times army.